you're not bothered about it and you don't care, why react?
You are deluded.
I hated Chiellini so much.
There you go. I'm in his head now. Hey! Liverpool won the Carabao Cup final against Chelsea, but can they go and win the quadruple?
Yeah. They're right there.
Can they go and win the quadruple? That's a big question. Before we get to that, I want to ask Trent, how does it feel to miss out on the biggest trophy in England?
First of all, I don't care, mate, because we're homegrown, mate. All of us there, we're homegrown talent. Do you see how many of us from the academy that there was in the team, especially towards the end, mate? We absolutely butchered the £1 billion bottle jobs, mate. The blue £1 billion bottle jobs.
So you've just got... how does it feel to miss out? I don't care. We got youth, mate. We got academy players.
I don't care, mate. So it doesn't bother me because I've won the Carabao Cup before, mate.
The what?
And the Carabao Cup, mate. Yeah. And for me, like... I'm going to be back soon. Yeah, I do have a big thing on my knee. I'm not really sure what's wrong with it. But to be fair, I'm going to be back soon. So I'm not bothered, mate, as long as we won. Because your club's shit. I've heard you support them. You're a scumbag.
Oh, well, Josie, they're great. Are you they did a good battle.
I'm going to ask Michael.
Mikey.
Are Chelsea the blue £1 billion bottle jobs?
No, because I don't really get the bottle jobs. We've never really... bottled anything.
Oh, so the blue £1 billion bottle jobs didn't bottle the Carabao Cup final?
No, we didn't bottle it at all. Liverpool should have won the whole time.
Okay, so if we had a definition of bottle job, it's like have a big chance to win something and let it go.
You were in the race, you were at the top, you're always going to win it, and then you let it slip right at the end.
Or
we were not.
Or you have like big chances to do something, can you fuck it up and you don't do it, right? So I'm going to name a few big chances that you had. Conor Gallagher, post. Conor Gallagher threw on goal against Kelleher.
That was
shit
bad.
Finish.
That was bad.
Cole Palmer, not an attacker. Cole Palmer, about 8 yards out, hits it straight at Kelleher. Sterling, before the ball bounced down to Cole Palmer, terrible touch. Chelsea, in my opinion, bottled it.
Yeah, well, were they in a final? Yes, they were. Were United? No. Are they in any?
To be fair.
No.
To be fair, though, in our manager's first season, we can't all win trophies. Like, it's all right.
What trophy did he win in his first season?
Carabao Cup. We won it last year, so don't worry about it.
What are you doing this season, though?
Just chilling, mate. We're doing FA Cup run. Boris tonight. Away from home.
No, I reckon you're
lose. No Maguire, apparently. No, what is it? I think it's no loads of injuries. No Hoyland again. Bruno Fernandes is a doubt. Maguire, you all right?
Will I even play?
Sound a bit like Klopp there. What's up with you?
Am I going to play today?
I'm not sure if you're doubtful or injured. You can tell us, I guess.
To be fair... it's FA Cup. Who are we playing? Forest?
Away.
I'm scared of Forest.
We lost to them, yeah.
I'm scared of Forest. Yeah. I just can't do it. Oh, it's too scary. You get it? Anyway, no. Maguire is a good player.
Why are we talking about Maguire?
I don't know. Anyway. No, yeah, so...
you got Tourette's. Not Maguire.
Maybe. I don't know. Maybe. I don't know anymore, but...
Kay's dropped his phone.
Everything's going wrong.
Everything's going wrong. But we carry on talking about your final because you haven't really analysed it.
I don't need to analyse anything.
Do you want to tell them, as a Chelsea fan, your thoughts?
My thoughts as a Chelsea fan, we were going to lose from the start. And we actually did all right to even like stay in it. But I think Liverpool's offside goal was very, very harsh. Like, that should have been given.
Should have been given. So from a Chelsea fan's perspective, Liverpool's goal, where Endo was arguably offside, should have been given.
Yeah, because I was in the pub watching it with no commentary because... there was fucking other... though you could hear it, but we were chatting. You couldn't really hear much. I didn't know what the commentators were saying.
Cool Chelsea fan.
So,
sorry, go on.
That's an irrelevant comment. I'm there watching the game. And because there's no commentary on, such a typical Chelsea fan, that isn't it?
Makes no sense. Anyway, go on.
Yeah, so I was watching. I had no idea why it was getting disallowed. It got disallowed and we still didn't know for like 5 minutes until we
realised. Can you imagine you're in the pub right now?
All right.
So I'm your mate. Oh my God, I'm a Chelsea fan. I'm a dickhead.
What is this?
Something's going on. Oh, Liverpool scored. Caramba. Hi, Caramba.
Caramba.
Oh, no. I don't know what's going on because I can't hear it because I wasn't prepared. I didn't prepare well enough to go and watch the final.
It's my fault that the pub's not got the commentary.
Mikey, what do you think is going on?
What the fuck is going on? Why is that disallowed?
Is this
I was just like, why the fuck has that been disallowed? I was like, I'm bamboozled.
You actually said the word "I'm bamboozled."
No, it was along those lines.
In the pub, and you were like, "I'm bamboozled."
I'm bamboozled. No, I still didn't get it. And I think if the goal was given, no one would have been like, you know what, that should have been disallowed. No one would have thought about it.
Agree and disagree, because okay. I think at the moment in time, no one would have. But then you know, after the game, they find out. Oh, was Endo blocking him? Was he doing this? Was he doing that? Was he blocking him? Yes. In my opinion, is it offside? Yes.
He Endo's offside, but Cole will.
But it doesn't matter. That's the rule.
I know, but it's that is the worst. One of the worst ways it's been implemented.
For that goal, I think they got it right because, yes, Cole will probably still won't win the header, but it doesn't matter about if buts and maybes because that's not the rule of offside. If you're blocking someone and you're affecting play, it's not like, do you know what I mean? If it was on the other side of the box, and
he's
like
not really affecting play.
He is because Cobble's right by Van Dijk and he's got a chance to get through. And Endo, if you actually see, yes, he's just standing there and he's not really doing much, but his intention is to block him. And he steps forward to block him.
I know his intention.
So he starts an offside position. So in my opinion, it's the perfect decision. It's a great call and it's right.
Fair enough.
I know, and that's coming from a Man United fan.
I feel bad for Liverpool. I mean, Liverpool won anyway, but like if they didn't win, I'd be like,
yeah, but
that's
then
unfortunate.
We could flip it. Let's flip it straight to the Chelsea offside decision where, according to we saw on TV, that the referee or the VAR decided to make the decision off a diagonal view. Yes, I know they can put the lines in a straight line, but I still don't think that's accurate enough if you've got that camera angle in Wembley Stadium.
No, the best international stadium in our country.
The view is
terrible, but I think the way they actually work out is mathematically it is accurate. The way the lines are, the way the software works, I'm pretty sure it is mathematically it is accurate, so it will work. It's just
what's your base of that though?
Well, because they've got fucking software. So like the lines are, they've measured at the pitch. They'll measure like how the lines look and the way it, like, I don't know, the parallel lines across the pitch. And they can just mathematically do it. It's not like we could probably figure out that how to do that.
Yeah, but even like where the frames are, like, what annoys me with VAR is they don't even sometimes get the frame of the ball coming off.
That's
the
true.
Foot, correct. Like they do it when the ball's still on the foot, as in what I mean, like it's like fully on the foot. But do they do it when it's just off the foot? Does the ball still have to be touching the foot a little bit? Is it just the main point of contact? Is it just after?
That's a good point, actually.
So it's always, there's a margin of errors, which in my opinion is why VAR they have to have like a small percentage either way, because like if you can't get the exact frame of that bit where you're kicking the ball or passing the ball or whatever, then how can you be super accurate? So, I don't know. But the VAR, the offside decision, is not what we're here to talk about completely. It's not what we're here to talk about. But we're here to talk about the blue billion-pound bottle jobs, as Gary Neville said.
I would not. That
what did you think
off.
Of Gary Neville?
Oh, he's stupid, idiot, bumhole.
Sorry, Gary, mate. I'm a United fan. I love you.
I said stupid, idiot, bumhole. That was my answer.
What, you didn't like it? Did he really piss you off?
It pissed me off because I don't really think we bottled it because we were never in the running to... We were never... There, we're never favourites
or
anything. We were not favourites ever.
No, I'm not saying favourites, but
it's not bottling it.
It's bottling it.
It's getting the opportunity to be good.
You had more extra, you had bigger chances, you had better chances than Liverpool to win the game, but you bottled the chances to win the game.
We haven't bottled it in just that game. Our XG's been really good.
No, but we're talking about that game, and Gary Neville was talking about that game, and in that game, you bottled the big chances to win that game.
Also, he said Liverpool's kids, we had a younger average age, so irrelevant as well.
It still doesn't mean they're not like kids. No, because they are still kids and they're also unknowns. You have your average age is lower, but you have bought these kids for millions and millions and millions.
It's not me.
Whereas James McConnell, Jaden Dand, Jarrell Kwanzaa, Connor Bradley, James McConnell. Did I say him already? Connor Bradley, Jaden Dand, Jarrell Kwanzaa, Connor Bradley. How do I know them all? Because I'm a freaking legend.
Loser.
We might have made a sketch on this on this video. On this game, sorry. Yeah, these boys are unknowns. Like, and in extra time, they outplayed a £200 million midfield. What was it? James McConnell Bobby Clark.
The only reason that's a £200 midfield is because the price. Todd Bowley's just buying everyone. Everyone's like, yeah, let's put the price up.
Whether they are or
it's
not,
ridiculous.
They're still like they might be young, whatever, but they're still big names. They're still on paper or whatever meant to be better than these youngsters, these kids that haven't played football, and they come on and they made them. Yeah, they were better than them.
I'm not disagreeing, but
this
I'm just saying
I think
they were not. We didn't bottle it, and they are kids, but average age younger.
Okay, so,
so
how are we going to sum up this debate? Because I think they bottled
Gary
it.
Gary Neville's a bitch.
Gaz. I think they bottled it big time, and you don't.
I don't because the definition of bottling it is not.
No, it is.
It's not. Arsenal bottled it because they were top of the league. They were there in that position the whole time. We were not in that position. We were always underdogs.
You had
those
chances to win.
Okay, but we played well that game then.
You bottled those chances.
No, okay, there we go. Bottled the chances.
Which means you bottled the game.
I'm not even going to...
We're never going to agree on this one.
No,
but
anyway, you're losing.
To compromise, we'll say I won the argument.
This is what happens with him.
Okay, go on.
So you're losing this weekend, though.
Well,
you're getting thrashed by City.
Why do we have to bring up my boys right now?
Because
it's about you, innit?
No, because it's...
Man United City this weekend, for anyone who doesn't know, at the Etihad, which is, a bit scary for me. not very excited, especially as we're filming this the day after Kevin De Bruyne got 4 assists for Erling Haaland. And Erling Haaland scored 5 goals at Luton in the FA Cup. Don't get me wrong, it is Luton, and but we only just scraped past them. But it's not really what you want to see the few days before you're playing them. Especially even though we're playing Forest tonight, and we don't know if we're going to win that or what, so we don't have to go into the
Probably not, no.
But our record against City isn't great. We've got a lot of injuries again. It's not looking promising. If we lose tonight and we lose on the weekend, Champions League's looking... And obviously, the trophies are done.
Champions League's already looking...
Chelsea's looking... At Chelsea? Champions League's looking...
Realistically, no. Like, Europa League, maybe.
No, Champions League's still there because it could go down to fifth place. Yes, it is.
You're not getting
5 points off.
You're not getting top five.
We're 5 points
you're
off.
You're not getting top five. 100%. And you know it. You've got to know it. You are deluded.
No, I'm not. No. We played poorly against Fulham. Don't get me wrong. I don't want to talk about that. I'm surprised you haven't mentioned that, actually. Because Fulham turned up to Old Trafford and literally bent us over and give us...
Yeah, we'll get onto that in the last segment when we...
We're going to talk about that.
Yeah, just go back to
We don't have to talk about that. No. And we also don't have to carry on talking about Man City.
No, but you mentioned Haaland and the fact that he scored 5 goals.
Yep.
And De Bruyne... Did he assist 4? I thought it was 3.
4 out of 5.
Okay, 4 out of 5. Oh, my God. So, yeah... I've got a question about that. Do you think Haaland needs a player of De Bruyne's quality?
No.
He doesn't?
Because De Bruyne's been injured after this season and he was still top goal scorer. And he still scored goals at Dortmund for fun.
Yeah.
And he still scored goals at Red Bull Salzburg. And he still scores goals for Norway.
Yeah, okay. I agree with that.
I'm just going to write you
off. No, I agree with that. I was just thinking, because I saw an article saying with that question. I was like, oh, okay. Does he like it? But no. Yeah, I agree as well.
Any other thoughts on that?
No,
I wrote that question off quicker than you expected.
No, he doesn't. He doesn't need it.
No debate needed.
Which is good. But no,
we're not going to argue about that one. We're just going to say no.
We don't need to. No.
Moving on.
But also, I was thinking, Haaland is. I think it was Jack Grealish that said that Haaland is like one of the best trainers in the club.
Got the best trainers, or he's the best trainer?
He is the best trainer.
Like, he doesn't have the best trainers.
I said he's the best trainer in the club.
That's okay.
So
we're not talking about shoes. No. Sorry, that joke didn't land the first time, so I thought I'd try it.
Wasn't good.
Times.
No. Okay. Anyway, but how do I get into this? I was going to ask, like, how do you think, or would you? It's hard to say because I'm. Why am I waffling this so much? Why can't I get this spat out?
I just want to check the time.
Yeah, what's the time?
So Mikey might ask this question in this segment. We don't know. It might be the next segment.
It might be the next one.
Because the way he's talking, we don't know.
So he's the best trainer. Do you reckon he's the best trainer in the club?
Yeah.
Do you reckon he has an actual, like, fun life outside of football?
Yes and no. It's like it's almost like he won't be, like, enjoying food that much. He'll be enjoying food as much as he can because he'll have top chefs, top nutritionists that can make healthy foods nice. But, yeah, like, he'll have to be so strict in his routine. If he is, like you say, the top trainer, like the Ronaldo vibe of just training like crazy. So he'll have to be, like, doing gym work, stretches, I don't know, like yoga or whatever, eating the right food, hydrating. But because he's got all the money in the world that he need and all the nutritionists, all the PTs and everyone, it won't be as, in my opinion, I don't think it'll be as hard as it seems because it could literally just be structured like, this is what you're eating, this is what you're doing, this is your time, this is your free time, boom, boom, boom. And all he has to do, in my opinion, is stick to that. And that is the hardest thing in life, is the discipline of doing that. And I think he could do it. I think I could do it if I was in his shoes.
Okay,
I'm never going to be.
No, never. I was going to
know. Why was he so adamant on that?
Is he 26? 27?
My brother doesn't know how old I am.
Whatever. I was going to ask you if, say, tomorrow you woke up and you were a professional footballer and your whole, like, scheduling, everything changed. Your whole life, your whole routine changed.
Yep.
How difficult do you think it would be to get into it? You don't think so at all?
Not as in to get into a footballer's lifestyle.
So right now, this is your lifestyle up until this day. Tomorrow, your whole lifestyle changes into a professional footballer's lifestyle. Yeah. Like the travelling, the scheduling, the routine, training.
I know you hate when I ask
context.
One context.
On.
Is it like top level professional?
Yeah.
Not like League Two or something.
No, top level. Like you're travelling, like.
No, I think easy.
European games.
I think very easy. I'm so good at being disciplined. Like, you know I am.
I'm not. Fuck. I did. I went.
No, but he gave me a look. I was saying
because I don't think you're thinking deeply into what actually it takes to be a professional footballer.
Yeah, I do.
The training.
Yes.
The eating.
Yes.
The working, traveling,
yes,
all these places, not missing family,
yes.
So you don't have many people to worry about.
Whoa, this guy's digging at me. No, man, honestly, I don't think it'd be that tough because everything is there for you on a plate if you want it to be there. And
that is true, actually.
I just think it could be easy. Why do you think you'd struggle?
No, I think I would definitely struggle.
Why?
I like to be on my own and just chill for like a day.
But there's no reason why you wouldn't be on your... You know, like, for example, training, for example, right? So they have training in the morning. Yeah. Say they have training in the morning, right? That will be maximum. I doubt it'll be 2 hours, but it'd be maximum 2 hours if it is.
Yeah, but they've got...
Probably an hour and a half. Yeah. Then they've got probably a meeting or two, right?
Yeah.
Right? Then that's pretty much
No, recovery, rehabilitation, you know.
No, but what I'm saying is that's pretty much it. And then a gym session, right, will be probably max another hour because they don't want to... Do you know what I mean? Destroy their bodies. So there's, let's say, 3 or 4 hours of your day. That's it. And that's including an extra gym session alongside training.
Yeah, but then
it's
like, De Bruyne says it, like when he's playing European games, Premier League, Cup games, he literally has like, you don't really have that many days in between. You've got like a game, 3 days later, another game.
Yeah.
It's like you don't have time to like relax. You'll be traveling. You'll be
I don't mind that. Like I would rather I'd rather be busy. I'm not very good at relaxing. If I got an evening free, I'll end up feeling more stressed than if I don't have an evening free. So I just rather just keep me moving, keep me.
Maybe
ticking.
Maybe you'll be really good at it then. I think I'm the opposite.
Yeah, I don't know why I didn't become a professional footballer. It must have been that dodgy knee I had back in day.
I don't think it was a dodgy knee.
Quad, dodgy calf, dodgy ankle. One of those injuries, you know.
Yeah, no, but I think also the ability, the talent
might have been a factor. Probably not a big one.
I reckon if you actually at your best, maybe like. Conference North.
Not even National League.
What I meant. National
League. I'm just gonna add in this question. Yeah. Chris, this is just not. This was not planned. That's
fine.
At all. But
yeah,
if I put everything into it,
yeah,
right now, like say I just put everything into it, what level could I play at, in your opinion?
Ooh.
Like if I turn professional footballer tomorrow, just say I'm still 27. 27, by the way, not 27.
Yeah, 27.
I'm still 27. I turn professional footballer tomorrow.
Yeah.
My diet improves. I start training every day, whatever. This, that, and the other. How high can I get in football? Like, and I have to do it all myself. So there's no like little jumps and I have to go approach teams, this, that, and the other. How high do you think I can play? Before, I don't know, maybe say I'll have to retire latest 35, probably. Like, because I'm a bit injury prone.
Yeah, maybe Conference South then.
You think I could get up to Conference South?
Yeah, I think because you've got links, you've got people we know, and like the ability, you've got ability.
Where would I play? What position?
CDM,
like distro and that,
busy,
or like
because you've got the aggression, you've got the vision, you can do a bit of all of that. You ain't got the greatest first touch, but
are you joking?
It'd be like Rodri, just pass around the back, you know, just and then turn and distro.
You just compared me to Rodri.
No, but like Rodri, Rodri.
You compared me to Rodri. No. That's on camera.
All right, whatever. Yeah, Chaz is as good as Rodri.
Look at your curly little hair, your mullet, mate. Your look at your blonde little mullet, mate. Your little trying to copy me because you want to be your brother's cool, mate. Mate, look at your shirt. Oh, your shirt. Mate, oh, you're saying that because your hair is cold. Don't, yeah, look at your blue billion pound bulge, mate. You know, I'm already in your head. No, you're not. I'm never been in my head. I was always there. The fact that you even say that, I'm always in your head. Like, I'm so rent free. It's a joke. So you're just going to turn it back on me. Yeah, yeah. Nice back, mate. That was really lovely, actually. You work out. Oh, you joking. It's a terrible back. Your touch is terrible. Your mum's terrible. Your dad's terrible. I'm joking. So I like how you got personal there.
So you may have wondered what the hell we were doing. We were demonstrating shithousery in a kind of way.
It wasn't really that shithousery. Yeah, but it was more like, just it was more just insulting each other.
Yeah, but like trying you mentioned about trying to get in someone's head, and that is
what I'm good at.
What apparently that's what he's good at.
I am good at.
No,
it.
He
you
thinks he
it.
Is, and he wastes too much time going. You waste too much time going. I'm in your head. I'm in your head. And then I beat him.
But every time we do something, I'm in your head.
The fact that, no, I don't get it because I'm not even saying it's because he's not. You're not, and you think you are. So you're wasting your time thinking about that.
I believe I am.
You believe you're a psychic then?
No, but I believe I'm in your head. And obviously you're going to say, oh, you're not in my head. You're going to admit it.
I don't care that much at all.
No, but I think the fact that you go like, oh, he's not in my head, I can do it. But anyway, shithousery.
No, shithousery, yeah. So
the definition of shithousery.
Yeah, what is? Do you know what the definition of shithousery is?
Just doing things that are just not sort of over the line, but they're just so close to the line. Do you know what I mean? Like shithousery, for example, Jose Mourinho, Bruno Fernandes, Neil Mopay is the biggest shithouser.
He is.
Just doing basically anything to push the limits, not cross too far, but basically gain the little extra bits of like what you think you can gain in performance by not cheating, but sort of leaning that way. And what I mean by that is rather than just sort of using ability or talent or whatever, you're trying to stop like another player playing well by chatting to them, getting in their head, being a nuisance, winding them up, pinching them, kicking. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Anything that can negatively affect someone else's performance, you're doing, but you're still doing it within the rules.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty much spot on. But like, I just think it's not pointless, but I just think it's...
You don't like Shoutery?
I hate it as well.
Why?
Because I think you focus all that your energy you're putting on Shoutery, it's your ability, and then you'll outshine your
opponent. I think Shoutery in itself is a talent.
It might be a talent, but I think at the professional level, it's a waste of talent. Because really? I think at the professional level, everyone's a professional. They know that's going to happen. And if they...
I'm going to prove you wrong right now. What? There was a Sky Sports released a video the other day of Levi Colwell, whatever he's called, and Conor Gallagher doing a best friends like quiz with each other.
Yeah.
And they were talking and they were saying, oh, okay. So Levi Colwell, who's like the toughest striker you've come up against in the Prem? And what's his name? Conor Gallagher, I think, guessed. Oh, no, they didn't include Haaland, but Conor Gallagher guessed, I think it was Kane. And I might be wrong on that. It might be some different striker. And then Colwell was like, no, it's Ivan Toney. And he was like, oh, why was it Ivan Toney? He was just in my head. He said he was in my head all game.
We're not a good professional.
That's what I'm saying.
I think it's just...
But that just proves my point. Like it can work.
But then
it works or doesn't work. You find out each time you do it.
But it's fair enough. But I just think, especially to the refs, when professionals are trying to manipulate the ref with their shithouse, right? I think that is absolutely pointless because the refs know that's going to happen and they're not going to get swayed because their job is professional referee.
No, I disagree massively because what you do is you're not going to affect that decision that they've just made.
Yeah.
What you're going to do is you're then going to affect every other decision that
they
make.
No, you won't. Yes, professional.
You are, because
no.
Subconsciously that referee has known that he's... So if I say, right, say you've been pushing and you've been fouling me all game, right, and the ref hasn't given it, all I keep saying to the ref, keep watch out of this, watch out. You're saying he's not going to jump in.
Okay, I think he would rather go the other way. If I've got a little rat in my ear the whole game, I'd be like, you know what? He's been absolutely fucking tackled there. Great tackle, or wherever it was. The referee's more in favour to put it the other way because he's pissed off at this little rat in his ear.
No, and I disagree. So I think mental is the main thing in all sports above ability anyway. And I think if you can gain mental, and what I mean by mental is like being mentally in the right place. If you can get the perfect arousal level, and what I mean by that is getting people away from theirs. Mm. Do you know what I mean? Getting people away from theirs. So, for example, like I say, Ivan Toney obviously was just chatting shit to Cole. I don't know what he was saying, just maybe winding him up or whatever.
Yeah.
And it's worked. It stopped Cole playing well for whatever reason. Don't you say Cole might have been poor professional that game, but it's worked. And Jose Mourinho, for example, he might not be as good as manager now as he was before, but he's the king of shithousery. Yeah. Like, he's won so many trophies. He basically says to his players, you're going to have to bleep this word out, that they have to be
really nice people
to win.
Oh, well, I have to bleep that out.
No, you do. Just bad word, isn't it? You know what I mean? But and a lot of winners have that in them. And I would even say, whether this is shithousery or just like professional fouls and stuff, but like Man City are the kings of like shithousery in a way. If you actually watch players like Bernardo Silva, you wouldn't expect. Obviously, people know about Rodri, Kyle Walker. They all know when to be a dickhead and like.
Yeah, but the reason they are good is not because of that. The reason they're a good team. Mate, they could have no shithousery and the way they play would outshine any team.
What about Diego Simeone's Atletico Madrid?
What about them?
Like, the kings of like just playing
wasting
like
time.
Scumbags, basically. Yeah, but
Oh, as an Atletico...
That's won them two league titles.
Okay, but as an Atletico fan, I'd be like, this is fucking annoying.
Okay, what about someone like Suarez?
But he was unbelievably talented.
Bruno Fernandes.
Oh, mate, that thing of the other day. He did that left foot shot.
Yeah.
I've seen it. Yeah. He did a left foot shot and he was crying on the floor and he just got up straight away. He's like, yeah, give me the ball.
Yeah, but
it's pointless.
It's kind of an act as well because then you're what you're doing, if you've lost the ball, for example, you're trying to make the referee stop so you can sort of, whether it's reshape the team or regain possession. And then if you realise that you've still got the ball, then he's getting up. Yeah, it's cheating.
Automatically, your team is a man down because you're whining on the floor when you're on the attack.
But,
get in
but
the box to help
be,
your team
you could,
out.
True, but what you could be doing, whether it's going, if the ball goes the other way, so say if you fall down, the ball goes the other way and the referee goes, let's stop that because he's on the floor.
So they only stop that with a head injury.
And what about this one then? This is shithousery, but in a positive way, kind of.
Mm.
I watched Wolves recently and Gary O'Neill's Wolves, one of the left backs, I think it was Ain't Nori, whatever he's called, he just went down. They started, it was against Chelsea when they lost, or when they beat Chelsea.
Yeah.
I think it was 2-3-1. And Ain't Nori, Chelsea started the better team, missed a couple of chances, and whatever he's called, went down. Gary O'Neill got the whole team in, adjusted a few things, then after that moment in time, they were the much better side. That is the definition of great shithousery. Because he's faked that
injury.
That's
not really
shithousery.
That's not shithousery.
Why is that not a
shithousery? That's just tactics. That's just like, oh,
what, faking an injury?
Go down and then we're going to...
But faking an injury, if I was like... Squaring up to you in a game, and then I like fake injury. That's a form of shithousery.
But that's not the same kind of. That's not the same at all. Going down, and being like, oh, I've got an injury. The play is going to get stopped. It's not the same as like getting in someone's face. Like they're just squaring off, and then some guy goes down. Like, oh,
it's still cheating, really. If you look at it, it's still faking.
It is
an
a
injury.
Bit, but like I wouldn't. When I think of shithousery, I don't really think of that.
Like, well, but yours is more like mental winding people up and stuff.
No, it's just being a little rat like Bruno Fernandes.
Well, that's moaning, isn't it? That's not necessarily shithousery.
No, but that is a part of it as well because he's like, mate, get that. Oh, that fakeness he just showed is just. And it's just, I don't think it's good for the team if you're on the attack for sure.
I think shithousery is part of the game, and the people that are good at it win the most.
No, they don't. I don't think that's true at all. Does Neil Mopay win the most and he's probably the best shithousery? There you go. No.
To be fair, right now, all I ever see is Neil Mopay just winding up players. I don't know, like I said, I don't know.
He's good at it,
though. Carl Walker recently, it was Tottenham recently when he did the celebration.
It was
brilliant.
Someone against West Ham.
It was Tottenham when he was, and West Ham the other day.
Yeah.
When he was against Tottenham and he scored against Tottenham and he did the James Maddison dart celebration. Yeah, James Maddison said something to him. It's just so rent-free.
No, but it's not. It doesn't matter, though. You've lost the game.
No, but it was when he was 1-0 up.
I know, but
that's why it was funny, because he did the dart celebration and then James Maddison said something to him then. So at that point in time, he's 1-0 up.
Why is he 1-0 up?
Because he's wound James Maddison up.
Yeah, but then James Maddison is probably fueled him and then play better. Well, they won the game.
Well, you can argue whether it's fueled him or it's pissed him off, so his head's away from where it should be.
Okay, but it's gone into the Tottenham's favour then. They won the game.
That game's different, but who knows?
That would fuel them.
He wound up West Ham. Kevin Nolan, one of the assistant coaches or one of the coaches of West Ham the other day. Outside the referee's room at halftime, just giving it beans, I think. Yeah, he's wound up Kyle Walker recently. He always winds up Arsenal fans when they play Arsenal. He's just a little shithouse, and I love him.
He is, but he said Brentford aren't doing too great, so
whoa.
Not really working in their favour. But along the lines of shithousery,
yeah.
I think a few weeks ago we were watching a game, and I think it was someone taking a throw in, mm-hmm. and the fans behind, I just noticed them just pointlessly. Obviously, you know, fans, I think we all have done it probably once or twice.
Not me.
A few times.
Not me.
They just scream and act like they know exactly what to do, how
to
win the game.
You mean like the fans that, like, when someone's just taking a throw and they're just like, you fucking dickhead.
Yeah, and they try and
fucking
just, is it shithousery? You're trying to get in, like,
I mean,
piss
it's
off
just
the
trying
player.
To annoy them, which kind of is shithousery in a way, but yeah, I get what you mean. That is kind of pointless because, one, in these big stadiums, they're not going to hear, I don't know, Greg, who's sitting next to someone going, oh, you're a fucking dickhead. It's like, if you're at like a lower league and it's like National League and you can actually hear the fans because they're right next to you, then maybe it might work.
I think that's more likely. But then, yeah, when there's fans in a professional like setting, a stadium, and they're just trying to get at these players, I think it's absolutely pointless.
I like shithousery, but what I don't understand is why fans get so wound up by it.
Yeah, that as well. I do not get it.
Like, for example, like everyone gets wound up by Bruno, and it's like, before you played against Bruno, you know what he's going to be like. Before you played against Mope, you know what he's going to be like, right?
Fans get all.
So why do fans get so annoyed by, like, so for example, fans hate Bruno because of his shithousery, right? Some fans, like opposing fans of Jose Mourinho, don't like Mourinho because he's a bit of a shithouse. People don't like Mope, but you know what you're coming up against. So why are you letting yourself get wound up by it and annoyed by it? Like, because what he's doing, before the game kicked off, you knew he was going to do it. And what I'm going to do as well is, you don't like shithousery, correct, right? A lot of people don't. But when they have a shithouse in their team, suddenly they love it.
No, I don't think so.
Rudiger.
When he played, I think he was that bad as a shithouse. He was just a bit crazy. He was a crazy guy. Maybe a little bit, but he's also a good player.
In their team, when it suits their team, when it suits their agenda, or whatever the word is, they love it.
I mean, yeah, maybe. But even back to the fans you were saying about, because I don't see the point of these fans. Like, they know, for example, they know Fernandes or something, he's going to be a shithouse. Mm-hmm. Why? I don't get it, why that affects them so much. Why they get so angry on the side.
Especially when they know that, like I said, before the game, you know it's going to happen. So
exactly. I don't get it.
You get wound up by it, though.
I don't know, but I don't scream at the TV going, Bruno can't be doing that! I would just say, what's the point?
Like, yeah, but you're always what's the point? Whereas I'm like, I love it.
What is the
like,
point?
I was going to say the Chiellini pulling down Saka. It's not really shithousery. It's more just professionalism in the Euro final.
You'd like that the other way.
For that 10 seconds or whatever it was when he pulled down Saka, I hated Chiellini so much. But like, I just also was like, that is fucking phenomenal. Like it was brilliant because it's the best thing to do in that situation. Take the yellow card and move on. And there's a lot of players out there, I think you included, that wouldn't do that if you were playing in that position.
I would just tackle
pull the fucker down, him. Mate. He would have.
No, I think I would on last man, but I'm never in that position.
No, but I don't know. You're quite sensible. Like, some people don't, and I'm just like, nah, mate. No, he's having one.
No, that's a different scenario.
Is that shithousery, or is that just clever?
Maybe.
Which
a bit
is kind
both.
Of arguing.
That's like what, that Euro final.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a different level. I probably would in the Euro final, because at Sunday League, I don't, because I don't care that much.
No, we're not talking about
like, that's what I mean. But in, no, at Euro level, yeah. If I'm getting paid fucking 200 grand a week, whatever it is, like, I'd do anything.
I think it was brilliant, but I did hate Chiellini so much for those fucking, whatever it was, that minute, that 30 seconds that you like saw him get booked and, oh, mate.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Are you still rent free in my head now? But I'll admit it. I don't care.
Fair enough.
He's rent free in my head from that, and that was good from him.
No, that was good from him. But, all right. Who's your favourite shithouser? Shithouser? Shithouser?
Who is your favourite shithouseria in football? I'm going to go with, obviously, I just think Neil Mopay or Bruno, and the reasons are simple. It's just funny. Like I enjoy it. I think it's fun. I do it whilst I'm playing like yeah, in games. I think I'm quite good at it as well. And Bruno, like I say, he backs it up because he's a brilliant player and he creates loads of chances. And Neil Mopay just makes me laugh because... Yes, he hasn't achieved loads in his career, but he's still a professional footballer at a top level who's scoring in the Premier League. And he's just... The thing with him is it's working and you can watch it work. Like, people are reacting
to him. What
do you
mean by working, though?
For example, like, people are reacting to him.
Brentford are still...
Yeah, but they're still... They'll be fine. And what I'm saying is he's still scoring goals and people are reacting. James Maddison, for example, I love him. Brilliant lad. Brilliant lad, like I know him. You are, James. no, yeah, but brilliant bloke by the interviews you see of him and stuff. And... Great footballer, but he, for that moment, Mopay got rent free in his head.
That moment?
Yeah, and that could, whether that affected him for 10 seconds or a minute, it's good for Mopay. It's funny.
I think it probably fueled him, Madison and Tottenham, to then go
maybe,
on and
maybe
them.
It did. So maybe it didn't. Pointless. No one's ever going to know because we're not in people's head. Well, yeah. I'm in your head, but.
he's thinking that he's in my head. Like,
there you go!
What? How is that? No, I'm saying you're thinking you're in my head, so you're in your own head about me being in your head.
There was too many words.
There you go, I'm in his head now. That's how it works, apparently. You could say you're in your head, but you're not.
No, I just think, yeah, Mope. Who is your favourite shithouse in football?
I don't like them at all.
So no one.
But I just think it's a bit embarrassing.
If you had to pick one.
I'll just do Rudiger because he was at Chelsea. There and one I can think of. Or no, Diego Costa. Diego Costa.
Yeah, he's a dickhead.
He was he was one of our better strikers in the last like 10 years.
But okay, here's a question.
Yeah.
To be a shithouseria in football, no, to do shithouseria in football, do you have to be good?
I think so. If you're going to do it, you've got to back it up at least. Like,
no, do you know what, Chris?
You have to. You can't just be like, oh, yeah, you're fucking shit. Oh, yeah, like Mopay at Carl Walker and be like, wait a minute, Mopay, you're in a Brentford side. You're near the bottom of the table, like, come on.
Just no, it's not crazy as if like someone just owns the fact that they're shit and they're still a shithouse. Like, for example, I'm an okay footballer, right? But when I play, like, I'll be shithouse. But again, if someone says, you're shit at football, I mean, I don't care, but I'm also just creasing myself up, making myself laugh.
That's
and
fair
I think,
enough,
like
yeah.
I say, shithouse is an important part of the game and it can be done because, unfortunately, obviously a big advocate of mental health and stuff, but unfortunately, people in football, you can affect their mental, which can affect their performance, which can affect their team's performance.
Like there is
and
a saying.
And then the results.
That saying is mentality is more important than ability.
Yeah, but obviously so, the top players, in my opinion, won't get affected by shithousery.
That's my point.
But
yeah.
What I do like is when shithousery goes the flip side. And what I mean is, like, for example, the James Maddison thing. Like Neil Mopay does it, and then James Maddison's Tottenham win, and then they give it the beans back. Like, that's funny.
That's like, quite funny, but like, I just think, yeah.
But the fact that even though they won, right, even though Tottenham won that game, Neil Mopay, for me, still won that shithousery battle because he was so rent-free that all of their players were doing it. They were like,
it's not rent-free, that's just...
It is!
No, but it's not rent-free because they lost the game. And it's pointless.
It's still rent-free, but if they didn't... For example, if they didn't care, if it weren't in their head, right, they'd just score goal. And not celebrate and imitate him back.
It's just called a reaction because he did it because he was winning and then Tottenham went on to win the game. But the point of a game is winning. Neil Mopay did that.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is if Neil Mopay wasn't in their heads, right, Tottenham would just score their goals and celebrate like normal.
Yes, but he's done that.
But they did it on purpose to get back at Mopay.
Yeah, but that's not being as someone said, that's just reacting.
Because Mopay has wound them up to make them do that.
So a conversation, I'm just reacting to what you said. Oh, I'm in your head because I'm reacting.
It's behavioural. It's not like a conversation, it's behavioural. They have... Mopay stayed in their head that entire time. That even after the game, they reacted to it.
I think that's just it's not in your head. It's just
I think it
showing
is.
That we're a better team and we're better players. Just like you being a little random,
but you're
cocky legend.
Okay, but if you're not bothered about it and you don't care, why react?
Because he did it first, so you just think, oh,
if you don't care, why react? Not,
no, but they probably don't care that much, but they're just doing it because they can, because they won. But I just think it's
again, if he wasn't in their head, why react? That's my thing. It doesn't make sense to me. Like, it's funny. Neil Mopay, Neil Mopay, get on the OG Boys podcast and do some shit to this bloke.
You wouldn't at all.
You'll get rent free in his skull and crossbones.
I could tell
mate.
You, I don't care that much, though. It really wouldn't.
I think you're on Ian's head, Neil, and you're not even here.
I don't think so at all. I think you've got this delusion that you're in everyone's head when they're like just playing, they're getting on with the game. And it's just like this, yeah, see? And he starts to be like, he just, it's pointless, but yeah. Rashford is shit.
What?
No, because you're doing that. I was like, Rashford's shit.
No,
yeah.
I'm in your head. That's what.
No, you don't.
Maybe?
No.
Have I ever got in your head, ever?
Probably, yeah. But nowadays, I really don't care, like, about much. So you say you're in your head, I'm like, I'm just here. I'm just like, I lose it. We play darts, I lose at darts. I don't care.
Hey.
No, it's fine.
You're right, mate. You're right, mate.
No, all right. On to the next segment. That is no stop.
Quick fire predictions.
That better? Very different to last week.
Nah, I thought I'd mix it up like a little rock and roll one.
Not very good, though.
Also, I rap it like quick fire predictions. Yeah, I just spat on my own mic. Didn't mean to, though, but quick fire predictions with the OG boys, Mikey and Chaz. Chaz is in Mikey's head. Yeah.
All I'm going to say is the fact that you're still going on about it, clearly I'm in your head about it and I'm not having done anything.
Or is it a double tricky bluffy thing?
Anyway, quick fire predictions. Last week's scores. We do that first.
Yeah, we can do that first. Yeah, okay, go on. Nice and quick, like the title.
Because there were two games not part of that game week because Liverpool were early on, Chelsea's was postponed because of the cup final.
Yep.
Crystal Palace versus Burnley. 3-0 Palace was the real score.
Yeah.
Chaz said 2-0 Palace. Oh. Mikey said 2-2. So
I should get a point for that.
Oh, here we go again.
No, but I should. Anyway, move on.
You won't. You're not getting a point.
I know, but
Aston Villa versus Notts Forest. Real score was 4-2 Aston Villa.
I didn't say that.
Chaz said 3-1 Aston Villa.
Oh, again.
Mikey said 2-2 again.
Oh, mate, I should be winning this. It's bullshit. I'm winning already in my head.
He'll bend the rules to try and make him win.
Anyway, go on.
As always. Man United versus Fulham.
Oh, I don't know what I said there.
The real score was 2-1 Fulham. Yeah, Man United are shit.
Didn't need to know that.
Chaz said 2-0 Man United. Mikey said 1-1. Oh, I was closest.
You were closest, but I'd still be winning.
No, Brighton versus Everton. Real score was 1-1.
I think I said like 4-0, didn't I?
Chaz did say 4-0. Mikey said 3-1 Brighton, so we were very far.
We both stink.
Bournemouth versus Man City. Real score 1-0 Man City.
I didn't say that.
No, you didn't. You said 3-1 Man City. At least you said Bournemouth. You said Bournemouth score. I said 4-2 Man City.
Yeah, both just.
Oh, both just way off.
Denching it out.
Arsenal versus Newcastle. 4-1 Arsenal.
I didn't say that.
Chaz said 3. No, so that's the other one. Chaz said 2-2.
Yeah, I did.
Mikey said 3-2 Arsenal.
Oh, pretty good. So, not really, actually.
Wolves versus Sheffield United. Real score, 1-0 Wolves.
I didn't say that either.
You said 4-0 Wolves.
Fuck's sake.
Mikey said 3-1 Wolves. West Ham versus Brentford. 4-2 West Ham, sorry. Chaz said 2-1 Brentford. Mike said 2-0 Brentford. So we've got the complete.
We both stink. We've got nothing right yet.
No, we haven't. We didn't get anything right.
Yep.
And the Chelsea versus Liverpool Cup final we predicted.
You got this spot on, I think, didn't you?
See, I thought I did, but 1-0 Liverpool in extra time.
Yeah.
So you said 3-0 Liverpool. Yeah, you thought it was going to be, you know.
I did think Salah and Nunes were going to play, though.
So the reason why you think I got it right is because I said that Liverpool would win an extra time.
Yeah, you did.
But I said 1-1 going into extra time. So, I should get one because, you know. But at least I
take none of us got anything right.
No, none of us. So we both drew. So we get, it's 3-2 overall. We both get a point.
Again, though, I'm going to argue the point of like, mate, how many more I got right than you there? Like,
well, as in the winning teams?
Yeah.
Okay.
But and 2-0
Palace.
The results. Like,
Villa.
It's fine. We'll move on. What's the next week? No, I don't want to talk about it because you're going over
exactly.
Man United.
So shut up.
Move on.
So it's trying to bend the rules again.
The blue billion pound bottle jobs.
We're not bottle jobs.
You are.
We were going to that underdogs and we lost the game. So
we were bottle jobs.
We didn't bottle it. No, that's not. Arsenal bottled the league. That's because they were there
Chelsea
for weeks and weeks.
Chelsea bottled the final.
No.
Yes.
The definition of bottle jobs is not that.
Mm.
We were underdogs. Mm. We had a good XG like we always done this season. We've missed all those chances. We were the same in that game then. So why are we a bottle job? We haven't changed.
There you go.
But no, that's a joke. All right. You want to do the quick fire predictions for this bit?
You got to do it again? What do you want? What sort of style do you want it as?
Country.
Quick fire! No, that's not country. Country, yeah! Quick fire! Predictions! That good?
That was class.
I'm multi-talented.
Thank you so much. Right.
That's all right.
Newcastle versus Wolves.
Oh, it's quick. 1-0.
2-2. Tottenham versus Palace.
2-2.
3-1 Spurs. Notts Forest versus Liverpool.
3-1 Liverpool.
Fuck. 3-0 Liverpool. Brentford versus Chelsea.
2-0 Brentford.
2-1 Chelsea. Ha! Everton versus West Ham.
2-0 Everton.
I'm going to go 1-1. Fulham versus Brighton.
2-0.
I'm going to go 2-1 Fulham. Luton Town versus Aston Villa.
2-0.
Ooh, 3-1 Aston Villa. Burnley versus Bournemouth.
1-1.
2-0 Bournemouth. Sheffield United versus Arsenal.
4-0 Arsenal.
I'll go 3-0 Arsenal. Man United versus Manchester City.
Oh, fuck, I didn't even want to predict this. I'm just going to do it because fuck it, innit? I'm going to go...
You're crazy.
It's not real prediction, but I'm going to do it anyway. I'm going to go over 2-1 United.
2-1 United at the Etihad.
Yeah, damn right.
I'm going to go 3-1 Man City.
Yeah, I don't care. Look at this shit. Is that all the games?
Yeah, that is all the games.
So Man United are going to win. We're going to shock everyone. No, we're probably going to lose about 4-0, but we're going to talk about that.
I mean... Yeah, you're definitely going to lose, but at least you tried your hardest.
We haven't yet.
At least you will try your hardest.
No, Man United players do try their hardest, actually.
No, they won't. So you might be do you reckon Rashford will play?
Why would he not?
Is he starting at the moment? I don't actually know.
Yeah.
He's just bad, isn't he? He's just a bad player. But anyway, yeah.
That's quick five predictions.
That is quick five predictions.
The outro of quick five predictions.
Yeah, go on then.
What do you want it as?
Electronic.
Fuck's that? Oh. What?
Yeah, well, fair play.
I know. Give me like an actual one I can do.
Jazz. Quick fire predictions. Like that.
I think I should probably leave right now after that.
You gonna go?
Do you want to take this?
Yeah, I'll take that. Cheers.
Gonna win.
Hello, my name is Mikey.
Hi, my name's Jazz.
I'm the coolest guy ever.
I'm such a dickhead.
Thanks for watching the podcast. Thanks for watching, guys. See you next week.
Yeah. £1 billion
Can't hear anything. Oh, yeah. All right. Bye.